the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a wealthy Scotsman named William Graham. He was a native of Glasgow, a member of the British Parliament. And yet today, more than 100 years later, we remember him neither for his wealth nor for his position, but rather because he had a daughter named Maggie. Maggie Graham. From the day she was born, Maggie was the light of her daddy's eyes. But as she grew up, William Graham grew more fearful of losing his little girl forever. And that's why when Maggie was 15, Mr. Graham decided to have his daughter's portrait painted, so that he could always remember her in the tenderness of her youth. Well, Mr. Graham found a portrait artist and explained that he wanted the painting entitled Blue Girl. He wanted his beloved daughter to pose in a soft blue dress. Above all, he wanted the girl's sweetness and innocence. This is Daddy talking, remember. He wanted all of that sweetness and innocence accurately represented. Well, she was neither particularly sweet nor perhaps innocent girl. But anyway, thus the artist was commissioned, and this is the rest of the story. Maggie arrived on time at the artist Jim's studio for her first sitting. As Jim had been told, she was dressed in soft blue. Sweet, as I say, she was not. How long would all of this take? She insisted on knowing. Ordinarily days, Jim said. Maggie scowled. But Jim went to work. The first sitting went reasonably well, although the teenager squirmed all the time. The next day, Maggie objected more strongly. She said, I'm tired, and occasionally she would exclaim, I don't feel well. Well, by now, neither did Jim. But he remained silent, and he kept working. But day after that, Maggie was late for her sitting. And at last word arrived that she was not coming back at all. Sent word that the process was too tiresome. She complained that she would sit no further, so the commission was canceled. Well, the artist understandably was incensed. It was difficult enough to earn a living as an artist without temperamental subjects walking out on you. So Jim pulled this almost finished canvas from its frame and turned it over, and he prepared the blank side for another painting. He was not going to waste the canvas. The paint from the incomplete Blue Girl had kind of bled through the canvas, but Jim was determined to get his quiet revenge on Maggie Graham for wasting his time, so any painting would do. Remember, I said any painting would do, just as long as Maggie's little face was facing the wall. And Maggie's little face is facing the wall to this day. Because the new painting, the portrait on the reverse side of the Blue Girl, the one Jim created in a spontaneous act of retribution against a petulant model, that painting eventually attracted the attention of Jim's countrymen and thereafter the attention of the entire world. For that work was entitled Arrangement in Gray and Black. And today, that painting is recognized among the greatest masterworks of all oil art. Because the only model available on such short notice to pose for the artist, James Whistler, was his mother. All your life, you've known the famous portrait of Whistler's mother, but now you know the rest of the story.